Hey there, this week's podcast is pretty special. It means so much to us because it's all about our grandparents. We know that the COVID pandemic has been pretty tough on us all, but especially our grandparents and seniors that have been in quarantine away from their family and friends for so long.
So today we want to dedicate this episode to our grandparents. We are the 4SO class at ACOL Good Shepherd School, and we decided to each write a letter to all the grandmas and grandpas out there in our world, as well as our own, with hopes to inspire you, make you laugh, entertain you, thank you, and let you know just how much we miss you and are thinking about you. So here it goes.
Dear grandmas and grandpas of the whole wide world,
you have been in quarantine for months now without being able to see your family and friends. What a drag. We know that it has been super hard for you, and we want you to know, first off, that we love you and really, really miss you.
I bet Grandpa's playing Monopoly for hours, and Grandma's so bored even of sewing that she actually started closing to the table. My favorite memory of you guys is when Grandma was entering a rowboat and she tripped and fell face first into the gooey lake. Good thing she was okay and Grandpa was there to save her.
How are your cats doing? I bet they're trouble, but at least they're keeping you company. Why do you have so many cats? Oh, and are you going to take me for a sleepover after this silly COVID is a bit better? Maybe when COVID is gone, I can come with you, and maybe we can write a story together. P.S. I love school, and I am also doing really good in math. I am reading The One and Only Ivan and The One and Only Bob. They are so good. I should send it in the mail so you can read them too, and then maybe we could have a virtual book club.
When you were a kid, did you ride a donkey to school? And for dinner, I bet your favorite meal was roast beef. I wonder if when you were a kid, you cooked dinner over a fire like a marshmallow. I bet right now you're watching the news a lot, but my grandma is probably reading a book about horses or at Costco buying canned goods and gifts for us little ones. I hope you are all having a wonderful day.
I bet your first day of school when you were young was crazy. Maybe you were riding horses, dogs, or cows to school, and I bet it was really, really cold, like 40 below, and you had to walk uphill both ways. Wow, I bet your teacher was really, really strict and would send you home with 5 pages of homework each night, and you'd have to do it in one school day.
Well, I bet they had to go to outhouses for the bathrooms at school, and at that, there was only one room with grade 1 to 12 students, Grandma and Grandpa. How's it going in quarantine? I bet you miss me a lot. I know that I miss you so much, it hurts. My favorite thing about you is when you played cards, even if you cheat sometimes. I don't mind. I like that you play games with me and spend time with me and listen to all of my stories. I love you so much, and I hope you are not alone. But I know you. You're probably really entertaining yourself by having dance parties in the kitchen and partying in your onesie.
Sometimes I wonder what you've been doing while in quarantine. Have you been going on walks to find lost wallets? I bet you have, and are you a superhero because you return them to their owners? I bet you've been saving money while in quarantine because you haven't been able to go shopping. And you know what you should order from Amazon to entertain you? An Xbox. Then we can play games virtually together. Before I go, I have to tell you a joke. What do you get when you cross a tooth and Yoda? A wisdom tooth. Funny, right?
I really miss you. I want to tell you some things that have happened at school for the last few weeks. I got my Bible, and it even has the New Testament in it. You would love it, and we should read some passages together sometime. I have been reading a lot, and we even had a math-a-thon. Right now, I bet you are having snowball fights with Grandpa to take out your frustrations from being cooped up. And Grandpa, he is doing backflips and front flips to get his energy out. I can't wait to see you again. Before I go, I have some advice for you, Grandma and Grandpa. Don't watch too much of the news. It can be pretty hard and sad, so watch SpongeBob SquarePants instead. It will cheer you up.
Dear Grandma and Grandpa, I bet you are decorating millions of masks with diamond art and giving them to people. You are probably decorating your house with millions of Christmas decorations and putting your Christmas tree up. You love Christmas just as much as I do. I really hope
I get to see you this year. You are the most wonderful grandparents in the world. I hope you know that. Don't forget to stay strong and healthy so we can see you each other again real soon.
I bet when you were in school, you didn't have to wear a mask or social distance. I think that you were little, you got to ride a horse to school. I bet you guys didn't have recess. Or did you? All right, enough about school talk. Let's get a little laugh, shall we? Okay, here we go. Why did the robot get mad? Because people keep pushing his buttons. All right, I have another joke up my sleeve. Here it is. What did the traffic light say to the car? Don't look, I'm changing. Isn't that a good one? I hope I made you laugh. Please don't forget to do that. And don't worry, we will be together soon. I bet you're so bored. You're probably tired of flipping through the channels to find something to watch. Yet the only thing to watch is the news. Watching the news can be depressing and sad these days. So I have a fun tip for you. Get ready for the day and snuggle up with tea or coffee, some chips, and watch this show called Marie Kondo on Netflix. It's all about organizing and sorting your clothes and stuff in your house. After you watch it, you will feel happy, energized, and motivated to organize your house. Pretty cool, hey?
Okay, here's another joke because I know you really like to laugh. And boy, do we need a laugh right now. Jokes will help you feel less lonely, so here it goes. How do you fire a math teacher? You tell them their history. Pretty funny, hey? I bet that one made you laugh. Please take care of yourself because we really need you all in our lives right now, and you make the world a better place.
Dear grandparents, I know you love to bake, so you should practice baking apple pie with Granny Smith apples. Get it, Granny? Okay, let's get to the good stuff. I bet in school in winter there's no heat, so you had to wear three layers of animal pelts to keep warm. Am I right? It is funny to imagine what school was like for you, but I know what would be even better, hearing about all those awesome stories in real life. I hope you get to do that soon. Grandpa and Grandma, P.S. Play cribbage.
Guess what, Grandma and Grandpa? I was so sad when hockey shut down. It broke my heart. I am thinking that it is probably how you feel when you don't get to see your families for a really long time. I am sorry that this is happening to you. I hope that this would get back to normal so you can feel safe again.
Grams and Gramps, when you were a kid, did you cook your food over a bonfire? Did you have ovens yet? I would love to hear more of your stories about what it was like when you grew up. I bet that you are doing tons of reading, knitting, and puzzles while you are in quarantine. And I hope that you get to talk to your friends and family on the phone every day. I wish I could give you a gift like a hug right now. We love you, Gramps and Gramps, and we will see you again soon. So stay strong.
Dear Grandmas and Grandpas, whenever I see you, I'm really happy. You love to spoil us and give us lots of candy and hugs. I like how you like to make jokes, and whenever someone calls your phone, you never hear it. Speaking of jokes, I have one for you. Why is Venus so hot? Because Venus can't chill. Get it? Anyways, I want to tell you what is happening at my school. I'm getting really good at writing and reading, and I'm really proud of myself.
Hey, Grandmas and Grandpas, I have a question. When you were little, did you have a black and white TV? And what did the principal do when you got sent to the office? Not that I would ever get in trouble. I was just curious. Did your teacher make you write lines over and over again back in the day? Or our teachers are so nice. What's your favorite candy? Peppermints? Mine is chocolate. I love when you play cards with me and play Uno. Even if you always win, I love when you bake cookies with me, too. I can't believe it has been so long since I have seen you. I am so excited to see you again soon. I cannot wait, and I hope it won't be too much longer.
Grandmas, I can only imagine what you're doing in quarantine. I bet you are getting ready to prank all the grandpas with and soak them with super soakers and set up fart machines and blame the fart on grandpa. I bet that you are still trying to keep happy and have some fun because you know that is an important part of staying healthy. You always told me how important it is to stay positive and find the happy things in hard things. I bet that's what you are doing right now. I can't wait until I see you again.
It is really weird in this world right now. You must find it so different than from when you were growing up. I know that you went through even more than we did. You may have went through the war famine, and now a pandemic. No wonder you are so strong. I want to be just like you when I grow up. You are really amazing, and we need you all.
We know it has been hard for all of the grandparents in our world, and we want you to know we love you, we miss you, and we can't wait to see you face to face real soon. Stay strong and healthy. Thank you for loving us so much.
Grandmas and grandpas, we want to leave you with our favorite prayer so you know that we are always rooting for you and watching over you. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
We love you, grandmas and grandpas!